Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Rufo Shalema, Maisha Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Baschaya Lea.
Today's daf is Chulin Daf Kuf Chav Gimel. Welcome back, everyone. We start off the daf today with concluding the previous sugya about the shiur of Dalim Milim and the shiur of Mil Echor. That the Gemara says of Acharov, you don't have to go back a meal, but Papachos Mi Mil Chayzer. If it's less than a meal, then you do need to go back for these inyanim of Gabal and Tfilah and Netilas Adayim. So Mishnah Bura in Hilchos and Netilas Adayim, Simin Kuf Samach Gimel, Sefkatan Gimel, brings to the Achrayim that not only when you're walking on the way and you have to turn around and go back half a meal do you need to go back, that's this year, but also when a person is sitting in his house, and he doesn't have water for Netilas Adayim, or he doesn't have a minion in his house, how far does he have to go? Is the shear dalin milim, or the shear is mil echad? Says the Mishnah Berurah, here the shear is mil echad. The person sitting in his house, and there's a shul, in a mil away, then he has to go, and more than that, he does not need to go. And the Hainu, the din of dalin milim, is only when anyway I'm going there, I'm heading in that direction anyway. So then they said that I have to wait dalin milim in order to find my minion, or to find water for Netilas Adayim. And the nekud of mil einu chayzer means a mil out of your way. So it's lav dafka if you're walking. It just means a mil that you weren't planning on going anyway. So a person sitting in his house, his shir is b'mil and not b'dalin mil. That's in the Shemur brings in the Achrayim. However, the Shulchan Aruch Harav there in Siman Kuf Samach Gimel says that a yeshiv b'beisoy needs to go dalin milim in order to find water for Netilas Adayim. So Levin it comes out of Machlekes here between the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Mishnah Berurah. So at least the literature world would go with the Mishnah Berurah and to be makel that the shear is b'mil echor and not b'dalin milim. So now I had a very interesting suffix about this shear of mil, that anytime that we said a mil acharov, whether you're walking or whether you're sitting in your house, but a mil acharov really translates into two milim. Meaning if I'm here and I'm going north and the minion or the water is half a mil south or up to a mil south, then I need to go back and get it. So that mil really means two milim, because I need to go back and get the water and then come back to where I am and then continue on my way. So Yesh Lodon, when Chazal gave the shear of a mil, did a mil mean 2 mil round trip? Is that what the shear was? Or the shear was said as a shear of a mil? A mil to go. The fact that it takes you time to walk back is your own cheshbon. You were going north, so you have to get back a mil to get back to your starting point to continue going north. But the amount that Chazal were matriach you for the mitzvah was 1 mil. What's the nafkamina of this chakira? Very, very simple nafkamina. Let's say I'm at home and the shul that I daven in is 2 kilometers away from my house. So as we mentioned at the end of yesterday's shir, at least according to Chaim Kanievsky, if you could drive in a car, then we consider with time and not with distance. So if you're 2 kilometers away from shul, but it's a 5-minute drive to shul, so then you have to go. So, but what happens if you don't have a car? You can get a ride. Someone else will give you a ride to shul. But he can't give you a ride back. You'll have to walk back on your own. So here, in the amount of time, it will take you 5 minutes to go to shul and 40 minutes to walk back from shul. So that's Chazal and Machayev. If this shear is a meal round trip, so that's 18 minutes there, 18 minutes back, 36 minutes. Here, you have 45 minutes. So that's more than Chazal and Machayev. So then I'm Potter. But if we say that Chazal and Machayev in a meal to go to shul, and walking back is my own cheshbon, I want to go home. I don't want to stay in shul forever, so I want to walk home. But that's at my own time. So Mela, if the wait to get to shul will take 5 minutes, so I'm Chayev to go. How long would it take me to get back? Will be my own cheshbon, and that's a different cheshbon. So that's a very important nafkamina of this shaila. So look at the sefer over here, sefer Mincha Shleima, here the Mincha Chacha, that going back is your own cheshbon, and really Chazar Mechayev, you are just about the going. In this case, you'd be mechuyev to go to shul, even though it would take you a long time to get back. However, I found sefer Piskei Tshuvos, he says not this way. Piskei Tshuvos in Tzimin Tzadi, says there that what happens if a person is already in shul? You're already in shul, you came to a strict, you thought that Shachas was at 7 o'clock. So you came at 7 o'clock. But you made a mistake. There was no 7 o'clock minion. The real minion is at 7:30 or 8 o'clock or 8:30. How long do you have to wait in order for the minyan? Or can you daven biyachidus? Because it's a long wait, and then go home. So he says there that the shir of our sugya were not only said about walking, but also said about waiting in shul. Just like you don't have to go 18 minutes to more than 18 minutes in order to daven b'tzibur. Also, you don't need to go more than 18 minutes to wait. If you're in a shul, you don't need to wait more than 18 minutes. However, he says that it's not 18 minutes. Rather, it's 36 minutes. Because every time that you go to shul, it's 18 minute walk there, and 18 minute walk home. So it's 36 minutes. So you see that Chazal mechayev me to use 36 minutes of my time in order to daven b'tzibur. So maybe if I come to shul, if the minyan is starting within 36 minutes, then I need to wait. If the minyan is starting more than 36 minutes, then I do not need to wait. So here, this minyan of, he obviously held that the shir is a shir of a round trip. It's not a shir of going there. Going back is your own cheshbon. The field wanted to say that the shir really was 18 minutes of going. And going back is your own cheshbon. So a minute ago we said a chumr that comes out of that. That if you get a ride to shul, even though you have to walk back, you still need to go. Because only the going is on Chazal's cheshbon. Going home is on your cheshbon. But here will come out that there's also a kula of if the shir is only in the going and out of the going back. Because Chazal will only have you 18 minutes. They weren't mechayev you 36 minutes. So it comes out that if you're in shul and the minyan is starting more than 18 minutes later, then you do not need to wait. And you could daven biyachidus. That's two nafkaminas of the shayla, one the kula, one the chumra. However, at the ikar din of the bitzkei tshuvas by me is a very big chiddush that the shir that was said was also by a person that's already in shul. The shir was really said as a shir about distance. So dalam milim, mil echad. We imagine that distance really translates into time. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah holds that about sitting in a train, you have to go with time and not distance. But it's not so simple that it's a shir in time and not in distance. Sorry, the Mishnah Berurah says that by riding on a horse, rochav kemahalich dami. Either whether that's a kula in the Tzilas Daif for tefillah, or it's because we said from Chaim Kanievsky, riding on a horse is also not so much, so gishmak, not so comfortable. But Akoponim, there in Lamaisa, we're not going to measure in terms of your time, rather in terms of your distance. We see that the Iker Shir was about to set as a Shir in distance. Just a distance might also translate in terms of time. But in a case when there's no distance bechlal, there's no traveling, just you're sitting in shul, loimatzinu that Chazal patred you. If you're sitting in shul and there's a minyan coming an hour later or 2 hours later, it could be that you have to wait. You know, it's hard to take out of our sugya that there's a kula in such a thing. Iker Shir was said in how much time and how much traveling you need to do. So whether the traveling was a traveling of dalin milim in distance or dalin milim in time 72 minutes of traveling, but it was said as a shir of traveling. Once a person is already sitting in shul, and just there's no minyan right then, that you need to wait for the next minyan to come. Unless obviously you're an inus, and you can't wait. But in the first case, a person can wait. That's just a tircha for him. So, yesh lo tuva that you have to wait. We now start the Mishnah of Hamafshit. So it says in the Mishnah, if you're mafshit in the heim of a chaya, b'teir or b'tmeya, so, once the shkidei achiza is tamei, and more than shkidei achiza, the R is tar. Hari yesh lo tuva. Hare, the R, when it was attached to the basar, was a shemer of the basar. But now that you pull it off, so it's no longer a shemer, and only the thing that's connected to the basar, and kedei achiza, that's a shemer, a riyad. But the R, when it was attached, the whole thing was a shemer. Hare, at that time, the shemer had the din of the oichel. The shemer is ka'oichel. We're talking about a behemoth tmeya. Behemoth tmeya, that's dead, is always matani din of vela. So vela, the shemer, is also Matame bin Avela at that time, because it's attached to the Oichel. And yet, when you pull off the R, so now the R becomes Tar. And only the part that's still a Shemir or Yad is Tame, but the rest of the R is Tar. Where did the Tumah go? What happened to the Tumah that there was in the R? It's Mukach in this Mishnah, that just like by Yodis, that we say, it's more in the Mishnah in Uksin, Parak Aleph Mishnah Hey, and according to the Gemara in Sukkot Af Yadalit, that by Yodis HaKelim or Oichlim, even though when they're attached to the food, they're tameh. When the yodas get cut off, they are tahar. Before in the Mishnah. So who had din lagabe shemer, the same thing. Even though the shemer, when it was attached to the basar, it was metame, it was machnas and maitzi tuma. But now that it's cut off, it is tar. The Rash in Tyrus Perigimel Mishnah Gimel says this. Mentioned this in the end of the Perik, that when the shamer gets detached, it is tar. It's Chor Muchal with the Reiv Mar Mishnah. However, the Chazon Yecheskel, the end of Tyrus, we mentioned then, holds not that way. He holds that because the shamer is mitzdarif, it's considered a chilg of the oichal, so it's ka'oichal mamish. And Menela, even when it's cut off, it's like cutting the oichal in half, but it's still tamei. So what does he do with our mission? Our mission before not that way. We have to say that the Chazon Yechez was only talking about a shamer of tumah kal, of tumas oichlim. Because there, mamish takes on the same din as the oichal. It's even mashal v'shir. And shayim by tumah chamura, then we see the shamer is not mashal v'shir. It doesn't become like the gufa nevela. And even he agrees that when you cut it off, then it loses the tumah that it had beforehand. Now come to the Gemara. Gemara says, Mikan v'eilach ma'i. Amarav Torah Mufshat. Then more than Kedei Achiza is Torah entirely. And Ravasi says, they know that Tefach HaSomach Lebosar is also Tomei. It's also Machnas and Maiti Tuma. So what's the Tuma of the Tefach HaSomach? It says Rashi that it's Midin Yad. Ravasi holds that's considered a Yad, and that's why it's Matame. And what does Rav hold? Rav holds that the only thing that's called a Yad is if you're metal to the food with it. If you're not metal to the food with it, then it doesn't have a din of a Yad. Kvanim Rashi learns here that the Tumah is Midin Yodas. Chor is Sorach Bir Raf. Where is the Yodas over here? Yodas is always for the Oichel. A Yad of the Oichel, that's Machzik the food, that you metal to the food with it, that's called a Yad. A Yad of a Kli. Yad is a Yad of the Oichel or a Kli, something which is Makabal Tumah. And the Yad of the Oichel or of the Kli has a din to be Machnas and Moiti the Tumah. But here, this yad that Ravashi is referring to, the tefach hasamuch, is used, as Rashi says, to pull off the or. So it's being used at tzerech or. It's not being used at tzerech habasar. What type of a yad is that? The or itself is not tummy. The or itself is tar. The or is a yad or a shomer to the basar. So the or is machnas and maitzi, the tumah of the basar. And the yad is a yad to the R. But the R doesn't have any tumma, it doesn't have any intrinsic tumma. If you mash me here a chiddush, if there's something called a yad for a shamer, the R is a chil, is shaykh to the basar, because it's a shamer. So now, the shamer itself can have a yad. And even though the yad is not being mishamish the food, it's being mishamish the shamer. That would seem like a chiddush that would come out of our sugya and Ravasi. However, even if we'd say such a chiddush, we didn't find it anywhere else, but maybe it's true. But here there's an extra and a much bigger added chiddush in saying that. Because the shomer is mekabel tumah, the or is mekabel tumah as a shomer, because it's watching the basar, because it's attached to the basar, and that's what gives it a chashivus to be machnas and maitzi tumah. But the role of the yad is in order to take the or off of the basar. So the or doesn't need a yad in for its shimush in the basar. For what the or does for the basar, to watch it, the yad doesn't help that at all. The yad helps to get the or off of the basar. But if commonly we look at the or as something that's being detached from the basar, then it shouldn't have any tumah in it. The whole tumah of the or is because it's attached to the basar. And the function of the yad is to detach the or from the basar. So that'd be a tremendous chiddush here to say that the shomer gets a yad when the yad is playing an opposite role as the shomer. I'd be afraid to say such a chiddush. It's more near to say in the Mishnah, I found in the Sefer Chiburei Taira. It's a Sefer, and Dafka in this Perek Arva Reitiv, somebody had a Sefer called Chiburei Taira. So he says over there, is that the Yad is Mishamish the Basar directly. Because you use the Yad to pull off the R, so now you can eat your meat. I mean, the point of the Basar is to eat it. As long as the R is attached, so it does a good job of being Shemer the Basar. But you don't want the R to stay there forever. You want to pull the R off eventually. And then put your meat in the pot and cook it and eat it. So in that time, the R bothers things. It doesn't help things. So the Yad helps you take the R off and therefore clean the basar, make the basar more edible. It also has a function for the R that now you can have a skin and a piece of leather and use it to make shoes. But it also functions the basar because it helps separate the R from the basar. So it also functions the basar. And therefore, it's considered a yad for the basar. But come out in this achidish, because until now we've always spoken about a yad, that its role was to be b'shamish the basar actually. Dainu, you use it to pick up the basar, to move the basar. Here it's a new type of shimush, that the yad makes the basar more edible. We never found such a yad. However, it's, as mentioned in previous shiurim, yodas are not so exactly defined as something that you grab the food with. Igor word of a yad is l'chol tzarcheichem, for your use, for your needs. That's a gavard of a yad. The Tezin Nozir says that shum and shemen, that's on top of your oatmeal, is a yad for the oatmeal. It's not a yad, it doesn't help you grab it. But it means that because it helps you out, makes the food more tasty, it's also called a yad. There's Mishnah Uksin, Parakalaf Mishnah Hayin, that the pit of a pri is a yad. It's machnes v'maitzi and not mitzdarif. It's not a yad. You don't normally use the pit to grab onto the pri. Because it keeps the tzura of the pri there, so it also functions as a yad. All things basically which function the food that don't have the mile of shayner are called a yad. So also here, where this tefach ha-tzomuch helps you pull off the R and make the basar more edible, that also would make it into a yad. That's what we could say pshat in Rashi is. The ikar pshat of Mahalach of Rashi, both in the Mishnah, and here in the Gemara with Rav and Ravasi, it's that the tumah both of the kedei achiza of the Mishnah and the tefach hasomach in Ravasi is all midin yodos. That's Rashi's opinion. Taisus in the Maschil Tor argues with Rashi. Taisus says that firstly, if the tumah of kedei achiza is because you use it to grab the oichel, and even more than kedei achiza, you use it to move the oichel. Why is it not tumah midin yad? Tais has a few tirutim on this question in Rashi. Tais says, maybe once it's more than kedei achiza, then you grab the food itself, and you don't grab onto the yad. Tais the Maisa then learns that the way Tais learns the Mishnah is midin shomer, as we'll soon see. And Tais brings a raya to himself, that is midin shomer, and midin yad. Tais says, the lashon of the Mishnah is chibur, and ain't a chibur. Tais says, by shomer is called the chibur. That's the side of a shomer because it's mechubur. It's watching it and it becomes a chelik of it. By yad, you never find the lashon of chibur. Now Tais argues in Rashi, and Tais says that the Mishnah is dealing with midin shomer. But that's Rashi. It seems to say chiddush that a yad also, even though the role of a yad is to move the food or to serve some function for the food, but it doesn't start and end with that. The yad at the end of the day has to be a chibur to the oichel. The Mishnah Achroin in the beginning of Uksin is Oymer on this point. He's been dying in the Ramam and the Rav that the yad is only if it's mechuber to the oichel or the kli. If you have something which functions as a yad but it's not actually mechuber, then it doesn't have the din of a yad. The Mishnah Achroin has a hard time understanding why that should be true. Harei lemaisa, it's functioning, it's acting as a yad. Why do we need it to be mechuber? Then he wants to say that the yad is amar chomer in the oichel itself. Oichel oichel are only mitztarif when there's an ashicha, when they're mamish attached and they came one. Also by yad, also you might need the same thing that they become one. Today, Efshar ben Asachacher to explain this you say to this din why it needs to be a chibur is that there's two aspects in the din of yodas. One is the functionality, the chol tzarcheichem, you use it to grab the oichel, to move the oichel. That's one aspect of yodas. There's another aspect of yodas is that the chalois din of a yad. That the yad is considered a chilek of the oichel to machin the mighty tumah. Now I know, even though the reason that the yad is important to us is because it functions the food, but in order to be machin the mighty tumah, it's not that it's an independent thing, which is machin the mighty tumah. Rather, it's considered a chilek of the food to a certain degree that it can be machin the mighty tumah. We spoke about this in the beginning of the parak, and of Kufir Ches, that yad isn't something that stands on the side and is machins and maitzi. But because it functions the food, we're able to look at it as the chilek of the food. And therefore, it can be machins and maitzi tumah like the food itself. That's the side of the din of the yadis. So Melo, we understand the question of the Mishnah Achrayinu, why it needs to be mechubber. Because in order to be considered a chilek of the food, then to become a yad, to actually be mechal on the din of becoming a yad. Not in the din of the functionality, but besides the fact that it functions the food, in order to become part of the food, to have the same dinim as the food, it needs to become one. Maybe it needs to be mechuber. And that would be the lashon of the Mishnah by us, according to Rashi. Chiber or einoy chiber. Could be that with that, we can answer the ikar question of Taisus. Taisus asks that even by yeshem yechdei achiza, you can use it to move the food. So why is it not mitami midin yad? So it could be that Rashi holds that it's true you can use it to move the food. But once you're mafshid yeshem yechdei achiza, so now what's the oimid for right now? It's oimid to be mafshid. The beginning, it's so hard. But once you already got a bidei achiza, then now it's easy to pull off the R. So now the R is oimid to hefshit. So therefore, even if the mice of the R is attached to the basar, and you got busy with something else, and you only come back a few days later to actually pull it off. But that the R is attached to the basar is by chance. Really, what's the R oimid for right now? Now you've done all the hard work, and now you want to use the skin, and you want to eat the meat. They're oimid to be detached from one another. So what's lacking here now is not in the functionality of the yad, but in the chibur of the yad. To look at the yad as being mechubur to the oichel, in the sense that it becomes one with the oichel, that's only as long as it's supposed to be attached to the oichel. But once you pulled off more than kedei achiza, and now it's oimid to be pulled off from the basar, so it can no longer be called a chibur, that's Lashon HaMishnah. It can no longer be called a chibur together with the basar, because it's oimid to be mufshat from the basar, to be separated from the basar. So maybe it's no longer the same thing as the basar. So that's what we can learn today from Shitas Rashi. As we mentioned, two things we see here in Shitas Rashi. One is the din in yodos, that yodos are, and that, the nekud is by chibur. It needs to be a chibur, it ain't no chibur. That's one chiddush we said in Rashi. Another thing we saw in Rev Asi, in the topic of Tevach HaSomuch, that the yad that it is not a yad for the R, but rather a yad for the basar. It helps make the basar more edible. As this is all explained in Shitas Rashi. However, the opinion of Taisus, as we mentioned, is that the tumah of the Mishnah is midin shomer, not midin yad. That Taisus brings here b'shem the Yesh Mefarshim. So to ask Taisus, the earlier on in Dafkuf Yudches, that or keneged basar dafka is a shomer. It's more than keneged abasar, so it's not considered a shomer. And yet in our sugya, we see that even more than keneged abasar is considered a shomer. The answer states this: ha chashiv keneged abasar. Here it's kiu is keneged abasar. Why? Kiu in the chashiv hakol kimechuber. Chin vechemetz kol man shachaz mechuber chashiv hakol kimechuber. So he says here it's more considered mechuber than it is over there. That's the Teretz of Taisus. Very interesting Teretz. We would expect Taisus to answer that somehow here it's being shomer even though it's not connected to basar. We would have thought it should have been the chiluk. However, Taisus holds that that's incorrect. That the ma'isa if it's shalei connected to basar, so it's not shomer. So what's the shot that it's metame? The answer is that it's more of a chibur. But my nitchmi teitz of Arsinai, it's not being shomer. If it's not being shomer, so then who? Why do we care that it's more of a chibur? So you see, it says a very chashvi yisoid in shomer. Found this in the sefer Chiburei Taira, Simin Hey. That the yisoid of shomer, the gabei tumas oichlin, is not only defined by whether it's doing a job of a shmira or not doing a job of a shmira. Here, haray, the extra R. That shloike neged abasar is not technically being shomer. But yet, if we call it's considered attached to the rest of the R, so that gives it a din of shomer. The ikar vart of a shomer, something which is shaykh to the food, and mitzarav to the food, it becomes the chilek of the food. That's the ikar side of shomer. Just that connection is based upon the fact that it's functioning the food. Something that happens to be attached to the food, but in no way does any job, it plays any role in the food, so that's called by chance. It doesn't become a chelik of the food. In order to be looked at as a chelik of the food, then it needs to be functioning the food. But at the end of the day, the geder of shomer is tal in chibur in chibur. This is similar to what we said in Rashi by Yad. It's earlier in this year that says that in Rashi, that why is it called chibur? Right, the point is not whether it's a chibur or not. The point is whether it's functioning or not. So he said, Rashi holds that a yad has, at the end of the day, becomes the chelik of the food. And therefore the question is a chibur, not a chibur. Taisis, it seems, argued on Rashi legabe yad. Taisis also by yad, we it's not defined whether it's a chibur or not. The definition of a yad, according to Taisis, is that it actually is functioning the food. Shaking shamer Taisis holds it. The side of his shamer is that it's mechubur. Comes a mechubur, comes a chelik of the basar. That's the gavard of a shamer. So once part of the shem, part of the or is being mishamish the basar, and the or is kulay chibur, and Mela Taisis holds that the whole thing is considered a shamer. That's the very chashi you said in shamer that we see in this sugya. So there in this sefer chibur etaira, he's mechalik between the din of shamer lagabi tumas oichlin, din of shamer lagabi orla. Before the gemara in brachas daf lamid vav, that the shamer of a pri is also asur b'dinei arla. Just like a pri of arla, you can't eat the pri itself. You also cannot eat the shamer of the pri. So there, it's not telling whether it's a chibur or not a chibur. There, it's telling the functionality of watching the food. Mara says that the definition is that the chishoki leimayis. If you take away the shamer, then the pri is going to dry out. It's going to become rotten or dried. By our din of shamer, he brings the yegi aryeh. In the end of Maseches Parah, brings raya that the din of shamer, the guy with Tumas Oichlin, is not totally by definition that when you take away the shamer, the food will rot. It's not the definition of a shamer. The bigger definition of a shamer is that it's playing some role in the food right now, and therefore it's considered mechubur and a chelek of the food. That's Choshu you say that we learned here in Rashi, the guy by Yad. And it tastes like Abi Shomer, and at the end of the day, the definition of what's called a Yad according to Rashi and a Shomer according to Tesis is if it's a Chibur. The Gemara later on in the Amud brings a mission in Caleb. The Talis Shehischu Bala Koira came to Nikra Ruba Shuveinu Chibur Utahira. Once you started tearing it, so then it's no longer considered a Chibur, it's no longer considered one, and Mele it's tar. And the Gemara comes with the Chumash de Rabbanon that only by Talat Tfulas Yoyim, but a Talat that's not Tfulas Yoyim, then Mir Cheshish, you won't tear it entirely, and Mela, the Shvir is not, the Kriya is not Mitar. That's the Sugya Gemara. We want to focus on this mission here in Kalim, the Rishonim that we have in our Masechta about this Mishnah. Rechah Shvi Yisoyed in Seder Tyrus, also to get to the Sugya Naman Beis. By us. Rashi writes by us that Rashi is like the Lashon HaMishnah. Once you started tearing it. It's not that you're at the beginning of the process and you've not yet finished tearing it. And yet, the beginning of the tearing is enough to be Metayer Midaraisa. That's Mavur. So it says Rashi. Even though there's still Shalosh Al Shalosh, which is the Shir of Kabbalah's Tumah. And it is rated in the Kabbal Tumah. So if a sheretz will fall on it now, in either half it will be tar. But the original Tumah that it had is Poka. The original Tumah goes away. Why? Because you tore it. Because you did an act of tearing it. That's Mafkiya, the original Tumah. Rashi asks, from the more earlier on in the Fahim Beis, we see not this way. As long as it's left is sheer, then it's still Tumah. Says Rashi, fascinating answer. And there are two tumas, tumas medris and tumas maga medris. So mamela, the kriya, works for medris, but it's still left with tumas maga medris. Shengen mayas, there's only one tuma, so mamela, the kriya works entirely. So that means a lot of explanation at the end of Rashi, as we will see later. But Rashi here, though, says a chiddush, which I'm going to focus on first. But the chiddush of Rashi is, that even though it's left a shir kabbalat's tuma, once he started tearing it, then it's Paka the original Tumah. That's the opinion of Rashi. However, it tells us earlier, and if I in Gimel and Aleph, and also it tells us in Zvach and Daf Tzadi Hayim and Aleph, argues very strongly on Rashi. Tzadi says, Lamaisa, there's a shear left. Once there's a shear of Kabbalah's Tumah. So why is it Paka the original Tumah? It's still a Kli. It's still a Talis. Why is it Paka the original Tumah? Taisin there explains, Taisin the Fine Gemel explains. Now we're talking about that you tore this talus in numerous places. But you left between one tear and the other, you left less than Gimel al Gimel. You had 10 tears in your talus. Each one was a tear, was let's say along the length of the talus. And it was roiv of the talus. The talus is 3 feet. So you tore 2 feet long. You tore tears, pieces of 2 feet long. And each piece by itself is less than gimel al gimel. So here there's a roiv of the length of the talus was torn. And each piece is less than gimel al gimel. So mele, that's called a kriya, that's matire. Because each piece doesn't have the shir of Kabbalah as tumah. That's the opinion of Taisus. So we have to understand here, what's the starting nachlag is Rashi and Taisus. Rashi says, even though there's a shir that's left in Kabbalah tumah, it is still tahar. And Taisus says, no, that cannot be. So the Achronim also go the same halach, the Achronim, Tain Rav Elchanan, in Kovit Shirman Psochim, Sifkotan Kufnun Hei, in Mishnah Rebarin, in Tyrus and Simin Lamed, and Mekilas Yankiv in Tyrus Simin Yud Gimel. So we're all going to say the same halach here to explain. And Rashi and Taisus have a machlokes in the Yisod of the Din of Shvira, which is really, the Din of Shvira is a parashah that I learned out of Kli Cheres. Kli Cheres that is doesn't have Tyre B'mikla. The Torah says when you break it, it becomes tar. And from this, Chazal learned out that all Kalim, once they are broken, once they are torn or broken, they're no longer in their first state. So they're tar. But the Machlokes is what he said to the Din is, by Shiras Kecheres and by Kriyas Talis, what he said to the Din of why this is Mitar. Taisus holds that it's because it's no longer Roy L'Kabel Tumah. But should you have a Kli cannot be Mekabel Tumah. So just like it cannot be Mekabel Tumah. So also the Tumah that was originally on it, it's Poka. Because the Tumah is only on a Beged, or only on a Kli Shalim. Now that you have a half a Beged, or a half of a Kli, it's no longer Roy for Kabbalah's Tumah. So maybe let's poke out the tumah. That's the opinion of Taisus. And that's why Taisus does not understand Rashi. That what do we care about the tchilas ma'isa kriya? If there's left this year, then it should still be tummy. Rashi, however, holds that this is the parsha in the Torah, as we said, learned out of a pasuk. Bring a kli cheres is metairet. And the gather is that it's a ma'isa metair. Similar to going to the mikvah, which is a ma'isa metair. The person is the same person. Just now he went into the mikvah, so he's tar. So in a similar vein, it's not exactly the same as we will see, but in a similar vein, the act of breaking a kli is matar. So he said, do this act, and may it become tar. Therefore, Rashi holds, even though there's still a sheer kli left, it could still be mekabel tumah mikanu lahaba, still has a sheer gimel al gimel. Because you did a maisa shvira, so it's tar. And another place where you see this, where we also see this machlekes is Rashi and Tosfos. That the opinion of Rashi many places in Shas is that Eichlin are mekabel tumah b'kol shu. Midaraisa, the whole shir of Kabeitz was only said, Lagabi l'tami achirim. But for Kabbalah's tumah, even midaraisa, it's enough with kol shu. The opinion of Rashi, Psachim, Naflam, and Gimel, and many places. As we mentioned earlier on in the Perek, the Rashi and Dafkuf Yud Chesed and Beis was Chayzer by, as the Tosfos says, the Rashi was Chayzer. Rashi was at the end agrees to Taisus that in order to be mekabel tumah midaraisa, you need a kabeitza. But until Rashi was chayzer, Rashi many places held that the shir kabbalah's tumah was the kol shu. So Taisus in Psachim Naflam and Gimel asks on Rashi from a Taisus Kayanim that says there's no din of shvira by oichlin. You take your apple, you take your egg, and you cut it in half. So we would think that it should be tahar. Kamash malon, we learn of a pasuk that it doesn't work to be mitar. Asks Taisus on Rashi, that if Eichlin are Mekabel Tumah, Bekol Shu, if the Shir Kabbalah's Tumah is Bekol Shu, so why would we have thought that if you cut your egg in half, that it's Tar? Hooray, each half of the egg has the Shir of Kabbalah's Tumah. So what in the world would be the reason to think that it should be Tar? That's Taisus' question on Rashi. And this Taisus proves that it must be that Eichel has the Shir of Kabbalah's Tumah, which is the Kabeitza. So now you took your egg that's tumah and you cut it in half. And each half of the egg doesn't have the shir of Kabbalah's tumah. So therefore I would think that the tumah is poka. Just like right now, if you have an egg cut in half, which is tar, and a sheretz falls on either half, so it's going to be tar. Because it doesn't have the shir of Kabbalah's tumah. So I would think that also the egg that's already tumah that you cut in half, that should be poka the tumah. Kamash malon, that shvira is not mitar by oichlin. But Tzai says, well, if you Rashi, it doesn't make sense what the half mean is. Each half of the egg is ready for Kabbalah's Tumah. So say the Achroinim, that here we see that Rashi Tzai Tzor L'Shitasa. Tzai holds that the side of Tyra of Shvira is that it's no longer right as a shear for Kabbalah's Tumah. So Mela holds Tzai that if Eichlin anyway don't have a shear of Kabbalah's Tumah, then it's not Shaykh, that then the Shvira should be Matyra them. Because the whole din of Shvira that's Matyra is based on the fact that it's lacking in the shear. Now Shankin Rashi is not that way. Rashi holds that even when there still stays a shear of Kabbalah's Tumah, because you're doing a Maisa Shvira, so therefore it's Matyra. The Mela, it's good in Yushiv Rashi there. Even though Rashi holds that Eichlin Mekabel Tumah Mekoshu, but once you have an egg which is bigger, so the thing that was Mekabel Tumah is the egg. Now that the egg is cut in half, so it's not the original egg that was Mekabel Tumah. So therefore I would think that it's Tzar. That's why we need a Pasuk to say that it's not Pokah the Tumah. That's the Yashin Mais of the Ramban, earlier on in Chulin, the Flamed Aleph, says this Teretz on Rashi. That Rashi, and I say and the Ravan brings a ride from our Mishnah. This Mishnah here in Caleb, Natalis, says, Hitzchah Balakoira. We see that Shfira works, even while it still has the Shfira Kabbalah's Tumah. So that's why we think that also Shfira works in Mitzahara Neichel. That's very clear in the Machlekes Rashi. Taisis holds, Gedder Shfira is, that it no longer has the Shfira Kabbalah's Tumah. And Rashi holds that a Maisa Shfira is Mitzahara. Let us analyze better both the end of Rashi and Taisis, as we'll see there are still things that need to be explained. So we said with Rashi that the Geder is a Maisa Shvira is Matir. But the question is, how do we define a Maisa Shvira? What makes something a Maisa Shvira? If Rashi says that there's still a Shvira Kabbalah's Tumah left, but we would think that because you did a Maisa Shvira it's Matir. In what way is it called a Maisa Shvira? Any small break in a kli is going to make it, is going to be metaret. Avada not. Mishnah, it's a mefurish, it's not that way. If you want to actualize it more, the guy be tumas oichlin, if you have me no teres kleinim, tumas oichlin, shvira works to be metar mitumas oichlin. So a person takes a piece of chicken and he cuts it in half. Or you take a cucumber and you cut it in half. It's also going to be metar. Hooray, you're in the middle of eating it. Why should that be metar the food? So Rashi the Maitzah gives us the answer. Rashi here, and also Nomid Beis, Rashi tells us that the definition of Shvira is that Eina Oisem Ein Malachta Rishayna. That it no longer does its first job. If you have a kli, which can hold everything, and now you get a small hole in it, so it depends on what the original job of the kli was, and can it do that right now? Can it do still some job of what it used to do? As long as it can be mekabel still some of the things, then it's not metar. But when it's no longer right to do its first job, so then it is metar, even though it's left the shear of Kabbalah's Tumah. That's called the shvira. The shvira is in relationship to what the original kli was. Rashi Amad Beis speaks out clearly that Rashi there is mechalik between a beged and an ar. That's something that's just a piece of skin, so then tearing it is not metar it, unless there's no more shear of Kabbalah's Tumah. But the tearing itself is not going to be metayr. The shein kain, a talis, so it functions to you as a talis. If you can't use it to cover your guf anymore, or even your child's guf, you have to use it as scraps and use it as a different type of a kli b'chlal. So then even though it has the shir kabbalah's tumah, it will be tar. So let's just go one step further here with inyan of shir b'oichon that we mentioned. So now, by Eichlin, as we said, the Tzeres Kleinim, there was a Havamina that Shvira should be Matar Eichlin. So this is still Vada Tzorich Bir. Right? When you're cutting your cucumber in half, it's Eina Oitzein Eim Alachte Rishayna. Right? The point of a cucumber is to eat it. And so some people do like eating a cucumber when it's whole. And many people, I would say most people, like it when it's cut in half. Or when it's cut into smaller pieces. Or even a person that likes it whole can definitely eat it when it's cut in smaller pieces. So why would we think that by cutting it in half, that it's metired? That's Vada Tzorich Bir. So the Mishnah Shabbaron and the Stipler, they explain that, at least in some cases, it changes the definition of the food because it's cut in half. If you take a challah is a nice davar shalom, it's a loaf of bread, and now you cut it in half, you have a piece of bread. You no longer have a loaf of bread. And they're nafkaminas. It's You can't use it for lechem mishnah on Shabbos anymore because it's not a whole bread. There's a hashivas of a devar shalom that got be brachas. It's no longer a whole bread. There's din of chaticha ruyi lischavid. We saw earlier on in daf kuf, and that's only when something is chashiv, like a whole loaf of bread, a loaf of bread that's cut in half. It's no longer considered a chaticha ruyi lischavid. We see that Chazal and people also they give a different amount of chashivas to whether the loaf of bread is whole, whether it's cut in half. So this loaf of bread, it changed its role for me. Beforehand, the loaf of bread is something I could use for lechem mishnah, or something I can give to my guests. And now I use it to make a sandwich. So it's an entirely different relationship to the bread. That's why I would think that shvira should be matar. That's what they say. However, this is a very big chiddush, because it's still oisa me'ein malachtoy. It doesn't have to be the same exact malacha that it did beforehand. You're right, you can no longer use it for lechem mishnah. But it's still bread. The bigger point of bread is to eat, not as an ornament that you put on the table when you make hamotzi. The point of the bread is something that's eat, it's satisfying, all of those characteristics of bread that had beforehand it has now. There are some extra additional things about bread that when it's in its entirety, it's also chashuv. So it lost that added aspect of bread, of whole bread, of being chashuv. But the main intrinsic definitions of bread, it still has, even when it's cut in half. So why would we think that shvir works to be metaret? So Rav Shach in Avi Ezri, Perek Dalet of Tumas Oichlin, is very bothered by these questions. And he says that really, what that Rashi tells us, that the gedder of shvira is told in Oisei Mein Malachter Rishena, says Rav Shach, that's learned out of this pasuk by Shira by Oichlin. Without the pasuk, I would say any extra chashivas that you have in the original state, and you lost that chashivas, that's already called a shvira. And therefore, like we said, this piece of bread that beforehand it was a loaf of bread, and you could use it to give to a guest, and I don't give it to a guest, or the Rabbi Lechem Mishnah. So all of those additional things that you had in the bread that you no longer have would already make it into a shvira. But the pasuk tells us that that's not the definition. The definition of shvira is as long as it does its main ikar job that it did before it. As we said, the main role of bread is not for lechem mishnah, but the main role of bread is to eat and satisfy you. So that the bread still does. And that's why shvira is not matar. Shvira is not matar by oichlin. It's because by oichlin it's never shayich a shvira to make it that einu oisa ve'ein malachta rishayin. You always can eat. And that's the main rule of any food is that it's edible and it satisfies you. So the gedder that Rashi says that oisei me'ein malachta rishayna is only when it doesn't do the original role that it did. And that's good what the Torah told me by shvira by oichlin. That's very geshmak and mahalach in Rashi. Before we get to the sheet of Tesis, just to mention the sheet of the Ramban, which is very similar to Rashi, but it's a little bit of an added kinetch. The Ramban says, and when, if the thing is torn on its own, broken on its own, then it's totally in the shear of Gimel al Gimel. Totally whether it has a shear of Kabbalah's Tumah. But if you did a maizah to break it, then, even though it has a shear of Kabbalah's Tumah, it could still be tar. So it's not clear if you have in mind, where do we have these two parshias of Shvira in the Torah? Shvira is one pasuk. How does Ramban learn out two different oifanim and two different dinim? So Mishnah Rabbanan over there in Tzivkatan Zion explains, but that's the Ramban. And the parsha in the Torah of Shvira was Avada said, when you break the kli. And that was at the parsha of Shvira. And there the Ramban holds that that's a maisa, that's a matar. You learn out of the pasuk. And once you did an act to negate the original chashivas of the kli, so you're no longer looking at it as the original kli. So there, as long as it's Eino Eis Mein Malachta Rishayna, and you don't want it to be that original kli, then it's tar. That's only when you did an act to negate it. It happened on its own, and it's still right to be used as a kli. So then it's Mekabel Tum. But that Ramban is Metayer, when it's less than Gimel Al Gimel, even though you didn't do it, that's a Svara. You don't need a Pasuk for that. That's Pasuk, it's no longer considered a kli. It, just like it can't be Makabal Tumah now, so also the Tumah that was on it, the Ramban was a Minasvara, that's Paka. because it no longer retains the characteristics of a kli. And therefore, Minasvara, it's posher that it's tar. So this is all the opinion of Rashi. And the Ramban, which goes on darker to Rashi. However, Tezis, as we said, argues, Tezis holds it's all tali, whether there is a shir of Kabbalah's tumah or not. Like the Ramban who said, learns that out of a svara, that if there's no longer a shir of Kabbalah's tumah, so mamela, it's svara, minasar, it's pog of the original tumah. That seems to be the opinion of Tezis. However, in Tezis, there are a few rayas that is not so simple. Number one of the Tezis by us, Nafkuf Chav Gimel, brings down their master Talish Hitzlo Balakoira, Pirsha Benutam, Kim Janikra Ruba, Havitahirulama Freya, Nitrilas Kriya. The Lashon Shishila Koira Masha Kipirush. Tezis brings down the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam that from the time that you start tearing it, it's already tar. And so he says it's Meduy like this in the Mishnah. Mishnah says Shishil Balakoira. Once you started tearing it, it's Mashma that you have not yet finished tearing it. You only started tearing it. And yet, that works to be matar. Once it's finished at the end, then lamafreya, it's tar from that meant you started tearing it. Now, this Tesis is doesn't hold of Rashi. Tesis says, Omasha kosha, perisha kuntris, mefurish perk, meva maksha. Tesis is mitzayin to what they were earlier in meva maksha, to argue on Rashi. So Tesis here is going in his opinion, which argues on Rashi. And yet Tesis agrees to the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, which is Meduik in the Mishnah, at the beginning of the Kriya is Metair Lamafreya if you finish tearing it in the end. So what's the shot in that? What's the shot at the beginning of the Kriya? Let's see Rashi, we can understand such a Chiddush. Rashi shows that Shvira is in Vaisa Metair. So even though you need to get to a certain amount of Shvira to be called a Shvira, you can understand once you got to that, it works Lamafreya from the beginning of the Shvira. Because the whole thing is the Vaisa Metair. But according to Taisvis, that there's no Maisa and Shir that's Matar. So Sapshad is simply that there's no Shir left. So it's not a Kli anymore. So whatever Tumma that it had, it's Poka. Because it no longer is considered a Kli. If that's the case, then there's no Hashivus to the Maisa Bechlal. It's all totally in whether you have a Shir or don't have a Shir. So when you get to that point of no longer having a Shir, then it becomes Tar. It's a very big question. Another question we can ask is the Taisis earlier on defining Gimel. Taisis Lamais explains our mission, as we mentioned. You tore the talis numerous tears. Each one was roiv of the length of the talis. And each scrap is less than Gimel al Gimel. Even though they're not actually torn off the talis yet. And they're all attached at the end. But because you tore off roiv, Ruba is Kekule. And maybe we look at each scrap by itself. And each scrap is considered less than Gimel Algin. That's why he explains our Mishnah. It's shot from the Sugi and Zvachin. That's the opinion of Tesis. So before Tesis uses the Svar of Rubai Kekula in order to be Mitar, even though right now they're all attached, because each one is torn Beroiv, that works to be Mitar. Chardol Din of Rubai Kekula is only when there's a Din to do the whole thing. If you did Roiv of the whole thing, so then it's considered kekula. You have to shecht. You shecht the rive of the simin, so ruboy kekula. Or when you drink a cup of kiddush. So you drink a rive of the kois, ruboy kekula, and all these things. But according to Taisvus here, if shvira works, not because there's a maisa shvira that's matar. There's no chashivus in the maisa at all, according to Taisvus. All it is that there's simply not enough kli left. What you have left is not a kli. Doesn't have a shear of a kli right now. So how is Ruba Kekula gonna help? You might say you have a shear of a kli. When you only tore it off a rive and they're still attached at the end. So you still have a kli. Bishlam, if there'd be a din like Rashi that you did a maisa shira to mitayar, so you can say a maisa shvir that's done by rive is done by kulay. But if no chashir is a maisa at all, then it's not shaykh din of Ruba Kekula. Stipler and their entire Simon Yud Gimel asks other questions on Tesis, Mishnayos and Kalim. We want to get into all the rayas right now, but Chor Muchach from many questions, and even Tesis agrees that the state of the din of Shvira is that the Panu Chadosh was Ba'olakam, that the Kli looks different than it used to. The original Kli that was Mekabel Tumah is A, Now, you have something that looks different than a Kli A. It looks like a Kli B, or does not look like a Kli B'chlal. But the point is that it no longer looks like the original Kli that was in the Kabbal Tumah. That's why it can be Matar. The Meila Teza holds that there's Chashivus to the Maisa. It's not just the result that you no longer have the original Kli. The Nakuda is that we're changing the original Kli. The change, the metamorphosis of the original Kli into something else, that's what's metair it. And it's not good enough that the Kli no longer has the shear of the original Tumah. Even in a case when you actually tore it and it no longer has the shear, Taisa tells that itself, without a parash in the Torah, that would not be metair. Because it already was a Kli. Once it's already a Kli, and now you tear it up. So it can still be considered a Kli. But we learn out of a parasha that when it's part of Chadashos Bo'olakan, I no longer see the original Kli over here, then it can be Matayr. So B'Yisoyd Teis is not so different than Rashi. That Inyan of Shvira is in relationship to the original Kli. Just Machlekes Rashi and Teis is, what is the original Kli? How do I look at the original Kli? When I see a talus, so Rashi says, what I see in front of me is a talus. The Mela, in order to be retired, I can retire it even though it's left in the Shir Gimel Al Gimel, because I don't have the original talus. I have something which is no longer Oyes and Eim Alachter Rishayna. So I change the original talus into something else. Mashenki, according to Taisis holds that when I see a talus, I don't just see a talus. I see a lot of Gimel Al Gimels. I don't look at the talus as the whole thing as one entity. Really, you could minimize the talus into a kli that's gimel al gimel. So it's just an enlarged version of a kli which is gimel al gimel. Therefore, Taisa holds that as long as it's left as sheer gimel al gimel, you never were mafkia the original kli. Because the original kli is still here. The idea of the original kli is to be a kli, is gimel al gimel. So you'll never get a shvira unless you get rid of the original kli. But because Taisus holds that the idea of the Shvira is not just that the result is different, but rather the Maisa of the Mafki of the original Kli makes it upon Chadashos Bo'olakan, Meila Taisus holds that it's Shechtim Metar from the time that you start tearing it. Because we're trying to uproot the original Kli. So once you started changing the original Kli and at the end you got to it, so I see that the process of changing and being Mafki of the Kli started from the time that you started tearing it. So it's shaykh to Metar l'mafreya. And it's also shaykh on the din of Ruba Kekula. Because I'm not just looking at the result that I don't have the original Kli. I'm doing an act of changing the original Kli. So if I've changed the original Kli b'roiv, then I could say on that Ruba Kekula. So Mahalach is more here in the Sefer Mincha Shlema. The Taitz B'Yisoyed is not so far from Rashi. And the Machlekes is between them is only in what was the original Kli. Another Ha'ari here is the Gemara Amud Beis. The Gemara asks that once we have this Gzeira, you might not tear it Berubai. So ask the Gemara that Oilas Oifler Balazar Reb Shimon Ligzer. Why do we not make a Gzeira on Oilas Oifler Balazar Reb Shimon? It's just the Gemara that Kainim's reasoning. But Sulchar Shver, why did the Gemara only ask on Reb Balazar Reb Shimon by Oilas Oif? Let's ask on every Shechita. Every Shechita it's enough with Roiv. Hare, you might not shech the right, you only shech the mechza. And if the Gemara were to ask that, we would not have the teretz of Kohenim's reasoning. It's only teretz of shech by Kohenim. So Taisus early on in the first parak, Daf Chafal from the Beis, did not so ve'enoi. Taisus asked this question. Says Taisus, at regular shechita you could shech the right veneer leinai, baravchus. So we're not chishish that you'll shech the mechza. There it's usher to shecht the whole simen. So Mela were choishish that you won't shecht right, you only shecht nechz. You have to be very careful if you're blessed Reb Shimon to not go too far in your Malika. There's a maximum shear in Malika. So therefore we're choishish that you'll be so machmir not to do the whole thing, you also won't do right. That's the teretz of Taisus. So the Prichadash in Simen Chafalach Sivkatan Gimel, and then going there in Sivkaton Dalid, the Medak from this Tesis, Achidish and Shechita. That Shechita B'Alma, you need to Shech the Reva Nir Leinayim. If you're not going to Shech the Reva Nir Leinayim, then we'll be Cheshish apiar sugya, and you might not shecht reiv, you only shecht mechsa. So Ashit always he told you to shecht reiv near leinayim, or the whole thing. Now she'in kein by malika, where you're afraid to do the whole thing, and then there's a problem and you won't even do reiv. The Rashi and the Ranad of Chavches say that you do not need to shecht reiv near leinayim. They're referring to the deraisa. I mean, the rice, you do not need to shecht the raven nearly night. But still, it could be that me drop on it, you do need to shecht the raven nearly night, as the Prichadash and the Goyim say. The Gemara says in the Hemshech that if, even though you're in Yuter or something, it's tar, but if it's Shir Bakadema Feres, so it's still considered a Chibur in its stomach. So Taiz by us, Nivim Raschal Havol, Taiz brings down the Gemara in Zvachim, says that this din of Kadema Feres is a din drabona. Me the rice, it's tar. Even when there's left, when there's a shir kadei ma'afayres, and it's only midrabanan at its tummy. So now this Gemara there says this for a reason. The Gemara has a question. Before in the Mishnah there, the dam chatas shnitas ala beged, so you need to do kfisa b'makom kadosh, kibus b'makom kadosh. But what happens if the beged is nitma? So how can you bring the beged in to the mikdash in order to do kibus? It's an isra to be machnitz, a kli which is tummy into the mikdash. Answer the Gemara with an einfal, that you tear it, and Mimela it's tar, and then you can bring it into the mikdash. The mother's Gemara is bothered that if you tear it, so it's no longer the same beged. And dam chatos, you need to do it on a beged. Answers the Gemara that it's left kedema feres, and therefore it's even though it's so midrabon and dame midaraisa it's tar. The gap in the din of dam chatos, it's still considered a beged. So Teis there in Zvachim is very bothered. Mimonashach. What's the difference between tumah and lagabi and dam chatos? If lagabi tumah, I say that it is that's tar midaraisa, it's not considered a beged. So why lagabi dam chatos is it yet considered a beged? The answer is Taisvis. Because it's not torn entirely, there's still a shir kedei ma'afayres left. So if a person wants, you could be miyached it as a kli. There's the ability to make it into a kli. So lagabi dam chatos, that's enough. The fact that you could make it into a kli. Shingen lagabe tuma, it's already parka the shame tuma. Even though you could be miyachedit as a kli in the current state. The question is that's the teratotesis. But how did that answer? Manashach. If yichud works for damachatas, why does it not work lagabe tuma? So I find in the shiurim of Ramichel Feinstein, in Perk Chav Ches of Kelim, Mishnah Ches, says Ramichel, that Apidi said Reb Chaim and Sefer, Reb Chaim and Hilchos Kelim says, the legabe tumas kli, there are two tanayim. Number one, you need a tsura of a kli. It has to have the right tsura and the right shear of a kli. Number two, the pasuk says you need a kli maisa. You need a kli which people are actually mishtamish with it. It's not good enough that it could be a kli, but it has to be currently and actually being used as a kli. Says Rav Michal that when there's a kedei ma'afayres and you could be miyachid it. So, the mice, you're not using it in the current state. You're not planning on using it. So, lagabe, tumas kelim, it's not metame, because it's not a kli maisa. You're not planning on using it in the current state. You could use it, but you're not planning on using it. You made it as a kli, as a bigger kli. And now it got smaller. So you never miyachid it to use it in this current state. So here you need a kli maisa, and it's miyuchad for use in the current state. Mashayin kein lagabe, Lagabe dam chatos, there's no tnai of kli maisa. And as long as it could be used as a kli, so it's still considered a kli, lagabe dam chatos. Let's see more about the Indian of kedei ma'afayres, and what exactly the shir is. We'll see Mishnah tomorrow's shir. It's a little bit more on the Gemara and Daf Kuf Chav Dalet. Just one last ta'ara here. Is that the Gemara says that there's machlekes by shemer asu linatik. Shemer asu linatik is called the shemer not. Shaila is why not? Shemer asu linatik, it's because eventually it will become detached. So that says that it's not a shemer right now. Why is it right now it's a shemer? When it becomes detached, then it won't be a shemer. Shemer has to stay there forever to be a shemer. So you see also this concern in the Gemara earlier on of Kuf Yud Testament Beis. The Gemara says by Nima, there's a tzad that it's not a shemer because it's Pascha, because it gets cut off. So we spoke about then, and the same shot in the Gemara here, that the function of the shemer is nothing lacking. It doesn't need to be an everlasting shemer in order to function right now as a shemer. The Iker Inyan of Pascha or Asuli Natik seems to have the other aspect of a shemer. The shemer has to be a chibur, as we said earlier in this year from Taisus. Shemer has to become a chelik of the oichel. So now there's a svara that when it's also linatik, then we can't consider it as being tofel and being the chelik of the oichel, because it will become detached from the oichel. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.